The nigga numerator. Never know who to hate. A niggas cater to your ego. I'm sorry, like Atari, who's the cousin to Coleco. Fish and Puerto Rico, back on the street like Chico. The barge, he large and got a lack in the garage. Few parts here and there, I declare hard. My lord, one at Clark, one at Spelman. Both know each other and it's cool. You can tell when he step off in the party, women jump for joy.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
103.
Officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories. Only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
There it is. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Rob.
Yeah.
I like things. I like stuff. You like that. Co-host, Johnny Question Mark, right here.
Hello, world.
How are you doing over there?
So good.
So good?
So good.
Life is beautiful. Pete Rentz is here. He's shaking hands.
All right.
We've got Schoolboy Entertainment.
Howdy.
Today. Stress. How's Kenzie. What was your name, though? I didn't meet you.
Juju.
Juju. Juju. I've heard the name.
The hardest.
And hey, he's hard, too.
Juju.
Hard highlight of pause.
Well, last week we had Amber Ace Cleveland on the show. You guys know her.
Big fans.
Yes, we do. Shout out to Brims and Tongues. I do love her to death.
I own all of her records. Yeah. Every single one of them.
Word.
We talked about Beyonce has a new video out. We're not going to talk about it any more than
no.
We already have.
We've
so
covered
let's
it.
Just move on.
Everything that needs to be said has been said.
Already been said. Same about the American Music Awards. We also talked about
we
that.
We didn't, yeah.
Yeah, let's
didn't we even, did that actually, did we actually even talk? I mean, we barely covered it.
We just
it,
went through like the winners lists.
And it was bad.
Let's Ooh. Move on, please.
Yeah. But here's something we tried to talk about. Amber wouldn't let us talk about Star Wars.
Wouldn't
the,
let us talk
there's
about
There's a new trailer.
Star Wars.
The new trailer. That wasn't out when we talked about it, but.
And I've seen it posts and all these, but I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't watched it, so you guys aren't Star Wars fans. John and I are Star Wars fans.
Yes.
Juju, how about you over there? You Star Wars guy?
I like Star Wars. I'm just not like a huge fan. You know, I don't.
Did he just say Captain Kirk?
You said Captain Kirk. Right? Well, actually,
I'm a little bit more informed.
The guy that directed or did the new Star Trek movies, J.J. Abrams, is doing the new Star Wars movies.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So. If you've seen the new Star Trek movies, it looks visually a lot like the Star Trek movies,
mm-hmm.
Which I like. I think it's going to be cool.
See?
Yeah, he was on this. He knew what he was talking. Star something, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I heard they were pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check them out.
Yeah, I liked it. I don't know enough about Star Wars to know like what's legit in the world of Star Wars and not. I know some people were complaining about the lightsaber that had like
it was more
like
a sword.
It shot out the sides and out
the top. I like that.
It's so intense.
It looked cool.
Like Star Wars, like just as just like a thing,
mm-hmm.
is just so deep and intense that it's just like you can't be really mad at the people that are like really that into it because it's like, well, I mean, there's. You'd think that they know everything about Star Wars, but there's still a lot of stuff they probably wouldn't even know, you know?
Yeah.
I got a picture with George Lucas if that makes anything cool.
That's
cool, because I don't.
Shoulder to shoulder with a, couple billionaire. Well,
how'd you meet him?
I just know people. Probably 15 years ago when I was working at Mall of America.
Came and
bought some Dairy Queen or some shit when I used to work there.
You hear that? George Lucas is just like us. Eating Dairy Queen.
Buying popcorn for his nieces. And I was
nice.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's not for me.
I'm like, that dude could buy the mall. He could buy the mall twice and then sell it for double.
Yeah. Nice.
He's rich enough to be like, yo, I like this place. I think it's going to be mine now.
Yeah. Hey, how about Wu-Tang? You guys Wu fans?
Wu-Tang.
I got a Wu-Tang tattoo.
Do you?
Yeah. I got the W on my leg a long time ago.
Yeah. I see the Wu. Shout out to the Wu.
So as a Wu fan, did you listen to the new one? A Better Tomorrow?
I heard snippets.
I've heard little snippets.
I didn't want to hear the whole album stream.
Yeah, they put it on YouTube like as a one
just
seamless album.
It's a whole seamless. Yeah.
I need to just actually have some time to sit down where I can fucking enjoy it, so I haven't really...
There's a little controversy, and let me tell you.
It's definitely controversy.
Yeah, here's some local controversy. Do you guys know Egypto Knuckles?
Yes.
You know,
you
know him?
Yep.
Egypto Knuckles likes... I don't know if he really likes everything, but he says he likes it.
I have never heard him say a bad word about a piece of music in my
life.
Right,
and see, he said he didn't like the new Wu-Tang album. Which I was like, okay, I gotta listen to this.
That does not bode well.
No,
for the record.
Yeah,
Method Man don't like the album.
Really, he said that?
Yeah, he put it on Instagram as like, you know how people put up like just the album cover on Instagram,
right?
And it says on caption, "RZA's album."
Wow, I can believe that now.
That's crazy.
I listened to it, and here's what I took from it. It seems like, you know, by this point in time, all the Wu-Tang artists are well-established solo artists.
Get that new ghost face. That's what I'm trying to
do. Yeah, and each MC individually has solid albums, right? And this Wu-Tang album sounds like individual rappers coming together to make songs, but not as a group. You know what I mean? It's like Method Man, this
is
a solo
verse.
It's
tough to manage that many artists, especially absolutely on one fucking track in one album.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
so it sounds like they didn't come together and like, we're writing these
and
songs together.
I'm sure it's tough to deal with that many egos, too.
Yeah.
Like, everyone wants to, you know, their part to sound a certain way, and it just, once you've been so established like that, you know, been around for so long, everyone I'm sure feels very particularly about how, you know, I want mine to sound like this, and it's mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot of butting of heads,
right?
Just like with the Secret one, like with the Secret album that mm-hmm. Once Upon a Time and
the One Copy album deal, I think. Yeah.
It's there's a rumor that Skrillex bought it.
Yeah, for $5 million.
$5 million.
Really?
I don't know if Skrillex. It's true or not, but that was the rumor on the internet. Yeah,
that's the cool. rumor.
And Skrillex is a DJ, so he's gonna go out there and play it for everybody.
But you don't know that though. He probably won't.
Right.
He probably just remix it on some little secret things. Like, you ain't even know that was a Wu from the Wu album.
Right.
He just gonna just slide it in there for you. Just 30 seconds, and you're like,
what the fuck was that?
What was that Raekwon verse?
Man, somebody get Skrillex down from that fucking booth,
like,
man. I want to know what that record was, man.
Hold on.
Stop.
You're gonna have to confiscate that.
Stop the party, man. Was that?
You know,
Silver Rings. Man.
So it was hard for me to admit that this album is not good, you know, because I'm a Wu-Tang
fan.
I don't have a Wu-Tang
that
tattoo.
Good.
That's true, but
I mean,
not like this, you know.
I mean,
I think it's gradually come to this.
Fail? I don't believe that it could completely.
Well, no. The production on there is incredible. I mean, that's always RZA is on point. Rick Rubin did a part on one of the songs.
Everybody has their own expectations, and it's never going to live up to what you're going
to
think.
This is not a surprise to me, even if it is weak, because in the times of just even
we're just talking about it, we haven't
Jay-Z's
even heard it.
Or all that, whatever, like that.
Like, we've already reviewed it. Like
come
so
on.
What it breaks down to is.
It's not a surprise to me. Because, look, check it out. You see, Jay-Z has all these albums.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem has all these albums. Not every one of those albums are. Not everyone is dope.
Right. That's
Maybe
true.
Maybe this is the point where, okay, this is one of those Wu albums that's just not dope.
Right.
You know, it's a Wu album.
This is the point in time where Wu-Tang starts to suck.
But they might not next year, or the next three, four, five years when they come back out. Who knows? Who say the least?
Do you think?
Because if you ask me, I like this album.
They're never gonna be bad. But
I say I like this album better than Iron Flag.
You've heard the whole.
Some people might say they like the W better than this one,
right?
Or don't like the W better than.
You know, in my mind, I want it to be Enter the Wu-Tang. Because nothing will ever compare to that.
That's original. That's where it all begins.
Yeah, you can't recreate that.
You can't just.
God's first CD was dope, man. Come on, the Golden Eyes.
Hey, that was cool, Golden. Yeah.
All right, let's we gotta get past this. Now I'm upset.
You're all
now
fired
upset.
See?
Up.
See?
Next topic.
No, I'm upset.
Gotta go. Hey, support that though. Wu-Tang forever.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Are you guys comic book fans? Comics.
I mean, a little
DC
bit.
Comics.
Mean, you can give me there. DC Comics.
DC.
Well, it's just a little bit because I used to draw a lot, you know, mm-hmm. and I used to love these comics, man. Even from Image to even those black owned ones, man. I forgot the names of it, man, but those was pretty like vivid, man.
DC's trying to catch up with Marvel with all these movies that they're trying to produce right now.
Did you see their
lineup?
Mm-hmm.
For the releases
through like 2020,
right? Yeah,
10 movies.
Yeah. They're really putting a lot in on.
But they're doing like Batman and Superman
mm-hmm.
fucking mixes. They got like Aquaman,
Justice League.
Aquaman.
And this is the one. Yeah, they just announced the casting for Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad, if you're not familiar, is like the supervillains that the government hires to carry out like black ops missions and shit like that. And
which this probably gonna lead to.
They had Aquaman making an appearance in one of the first Justice League ones, but then they booked his full movie for like 5 years, 3 years later or something like that. But they have the same character cast as in the clip.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same character cast in the clip, but it's going to be the same guy playing in the full movie, you know?
Right. That's because, cool. I like that.
Because they've done all that just to put him in that little small appearance cameo role in the first movie that, you know, they're going to make the movie.
Did they say they didn't haven't cast that yet?
I saw a whole list. I saw the whole list of who they're playing, and like under they had the paragraph doing the summarization of like what.
Are you an Aquaman? No.
I think they're called Aquafans.
Aquafans.
The Aquafins or something.
Shout out to Aquafresh.
Oh my god.
Well, here's the lineup that they got. Tell me what you guys think.
For Suicide Squad.
So Deadshot, they've got Will Smith.
For Deadshot?
Deadshot, yep. The Joker.
Okay.
The Joker. Jared Leto.
Leto.
What?
Leto?
Yeah.
Hey, Leto.
Really?
Ooh. Well, you know.
It's not terrible.
Here's the thing. Everyone says, oh, my God, Jared Leto.
Actor,
that's
man.
A horrible idea. But
he's
then
a good
you
actor.
Remember,
no, I ain't saying that's a horrible idea. I'm just saying that, like, what?
It's because remember how upset everyone was when the Batman movie came and everyone was like, Heath Ledger, that's a
he
fucking horrible idea.
Yeah. And he did it.
And
good.
Then
he's
ended
no
up
Jack
being amazing.
Nicholson.
So I'm gonna reserve judgment on Jared Leto until, you know, we can see what he can.
Is it really Leto? I always thought it was Leto.
I think it's Leto.
Leto.
Harley Quinn. Margot Robbie?
Robbie? I think it's Robbie.
Robbie? Okay.
I don't know who Margot Robbie is.
Let's get a picture. Yeah, anyway.
You're saying Harley Quinn,
yeah.
The girl,
Joker's girlfriend.
Look her up.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call
yeah,
her.
Let's look her up. Because that's an important role to me.
She's
always
pretty,
sexy in the comics.
Because I used to watch the Batman animated series.
Yeah.
And Harley Quinn was bad, man.
Yeah.
So whoever's playing this one.
This guy.
You got
He's
him
like,
started.
Man, remember her outfits, though? Yo.
This is Margot Robbie.
Yo.
I like that's you. Look at judging by that picture right there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you see that?
She could be Harley Quinn. She could
Makes
be Harley
sense.
Quinn.
Show that picture again?
Makes sense.
That's Harley Quinn.
I don't recognize her name. I'm sorry.
I gotta see her now.
Okay. Next is a character named Rick Flag. I don't know who Rick Flag is, but he sounds like Ric Flair, and I want to go woo.
Yeah. See.
I like that. Almost everyone did that at the
everyone
same time.
Everyone knows Ric Flair.
Woo.
More people know
anyways,
Ric Flair than
that
Ric Flag.
Is. All
right. Now we gotta look up Ric Flag.
Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy, who played as
Tom Brady.
Not Tom Brady. Tom Hardy was
Bane
in The Dark Knight. Yeah, yeah.
I
that's cool.
Tom.
I mean,
I
look
like
at
Tom.
That dude. He's like, I would be like, that's the dude who played Bane?
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
I think that guy's
he
a great
like
actor.
Looks like half his size.
Yeah. Tom Hardy's outstanding.
And then Captain Boomerang, again, another character I don't know
I'm
who
not
is,
familiar with Captain Boomerang either.
Captain Boomerang.
Does he have a boomerang?
I only thought that guy only
Man,
appears in, like, you know those comic books that you get for, like, Dare? And,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And drugs,
right?
Drug enforced, like, little
McGruff,
you know,
McGruff the crime dog.
Like,
the
that's the type
of
character that guy is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Captain Boomerang.
Captain Boomerang.
Swing with back the around the corner, kids,
buckle.
From
yeah.
trouble.
With the belt buckle loose and everything. Like, now they go. Now he's going to be super, did it, all
Bet
of a sudden.
Bet your ass
yeah.
come back.
Well, he's played by, is it Jai? J-A-I Courtney?
Jai Courtney.
Okay, I don't know who that is. So I want to get on the internets and look that up. Jai Courtney?
Jai Courtney.
Or do we not care?
Ric Flag. Nah. Ric Flag and what's his face?
Captain Boomerang?
Captain Boomerang. There it is. Ric Flag, Captain Boomerang is what we're looking for. There.
Captain Boomerang's coming back at you.
Yeah, he's coming back,
he's coming
man.
Back.
Shout out like there, kids.
Yeah. You know what? I realize we're about 15 minutes into this podcast. We haven't announced that we're at 33rd Realm.
Fucking, oh my God.
We're right here, right
I thought
now.
That's what you let off
wow.
with.
You know what reminded me of it is because that guy just left and left the door open and it's freezing.
Hey.
Freezing.
Hey, buddy.
We can't be
and
having that
the door
that
is
shit.
At 33rd Realm, guys. Well, hi, you guys.
Just
doing?
A reminder, if
yeah.
you come down to
this
33rd
is,
Realm,
is
just close the door.
Boomerang. I'm not.
Captain Boomerang
oh,
looks
wow.
like a.
It looks like he has like a thing full of boomerangs like going across
yeah.
his chest or something.
Is he an Aussie?
And he does have a belt.
He has one of those hats that they wear.
Looks like the Riddler, except in black.
And the
and
he
the
wears like the hat like that the robbers from Home Alone, you know, the,
right. Yeah, yeah, right, right.
That kind
yeah.
of hat
yeah.
the, with a boomerang.
He's got
on
the
it.
Really short skull cap on, mm-hmm. the burglar cap.
Well,
AKA the burglar cap.
if it's worth it.
I like his little shark skin suit, though. It's pretty cool.
I guess we'll have to see. We'll have to see.
Dude,
you know,
the artwork on the wall in this place is fucking retarded.
Like I said, like, shout out to River, man. Oh, my God. Man.
River, and who is this guy?
Back there.
This guy right here. I'm trying to get the name right quick.
I can't see
like,
the speakers
I can't see
in front of it. I'm too
pretty,
close.
Pretty much. The speaker's in the way. These big old speakers. About
Pete,
to make
who's
it blast. Holla.
He's on the phone over there.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, we'll get back to that later.
Next in the docket here, Ed Sheeran, is that how you say his name?
Ed Sheeran. Real person.
Is the number one streamed artist of the year on Spotify.
Yeah. Mm. I mean.
I thought that was the dude from Hangover.
I'm familiar with Ed
That's
Sheeran.
Ed.
That's a different Ed.
The dude with the glasses?
Yeah, you're thinking of
what the fuck?
The guy from The Office.
Andy from The Office.
We don't know.
Yeah.
His name is also Ed.
But Ed Sheeran is a redheaded
guy. He's like
guy.
like a singer-songwriter type.
Actually, he did a little EP with Yellow Wolf, didn't he?
I think he
really?
Did. He
did.
Did a, I don't know if it was a song.
Country four-track EP, whatever it was.
It's like four or five songs
like
or something.
Four or five
I haven't
songs?
Heard it. I just
that
know it exists.
Guy?
My mom said she wants this guy's CD for,
oh,
for Christmas.
Your mom wants a CD for Christmas.
Let's
Yellow Wolf CD?
No. Let's just categorize this guy right now. If you don't know who Ed Sheeran is, just know that my mom wants his CD for Christmas.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Gotcha.
And he's the number one streamed artist on Spotify.
Spotify.
Yep. I'm a Pandora user.
And also an artist.
So I don't Spotify. I mean, not that I couldn't go both ways with that. I could use Spotify. I could use Pandora.
Sure.
I don't judge. I don't judge, you know.
Spotify thinks you're a slut.
Yeah. It's like, you Pandora whore.
Speaking of artists, people might not know that one guy. I was just telling Juju about this.
Juju's
that one
talking
guy,
on the microphone.
I don't know his name, but is it Allo Black? Is it? That
Allo Black, the
I'm
singer?
I'm a man,
yeah.
I'm a
yep.
man, I'm a man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And speaking of Pandora, an artist on Pandora, I heard that he had his song played like over 25 million times and only got $4,000 for it.
Damn.
That doesn't surprise me with what, you know, how much.
Crazy. What's up with that?
The royalties on Spotify.
Where's my royalties?
They're so.
Exactly. And I was like, what?
That's why Taylor Swift pulled all her music off Spotify.
Because of Allo Black?
Because of Allo, no, not specifically Allo
Black. I mean,
Black.
She felt bad for
him. Well, she's so popular that
Man,
she knows
Taylor
that.
Swift is rich as a motherfucker.
Yeah, she's so popular that she knows people will pay for her music. So she's like, why would I give this music away when I'm
as
getting almost nothing for it?
She dropped a new album and motherfuckers
Boom.
Went bananas.
Right.
She sold a million copies the first week. And like, how many people
Three
do that
days?
Anymore?
Right.
You know, nobody does that anymore.
I don't do that. Not anymore.
It's not like it's the late 90s and early 2000s where
right.
people are doing that every week.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't happen anymore.
Right. Taylor Swift, only in Taylor
T.
Only
Swift.
Only T. Swift.
Century.
Yeah.
God damn the internet.
Times are crazy, man. Crazy. Let's talk about Scott Stapp of Creed. You guys big Creed fans?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No.
What's a big Creed song? I couldn't even think of
My Sacrifice.
Oh, yeah. I think the biggest
higher?
One.
Okay, how does that
higher
one go?
Can you take me higher?
I think the one that I remember is With Arms Wide Open.
Oh, With Arms Wide Open.
With Arms Wide Open is the one
of.
That I remember. Yeah.
Ken knows more, man.
Hey, man,
well,
shout out to Creed.
Scott Stapp has hit rock bottom once again.
Completely.
Yeah.
I heard.
I saw there was
man,
a video, but
Grammys.
It said he was cracked out, so I was like, all right, I get the gist.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's Scott Stapp.
He's had a crazy life.
Scott
yeah.
Stapp, he's on
Here,
drugs.
Check this out, though. In doing a little research, I found that this happened in, like, I don't know if it was 2012, but it happened between, like, 2004 and 2012.
Yeah.
He was in a hotel room, and he decided this was it. All right, I'm going to jump off the balcony and fall like 20 feet and die.
Okay, good luck.
So he jumped off the balcony. He broke his hip, his nose, and fractured his skull. All right. And guess who found him? This white light appears
an
and
angel.
This angel appears, and it's T.I., the rapper. T.I.
Are you fucking serious?
T.I. saved his life.
T.I. saved his life. Yeah, otherwise he would have bled to death.
He would have died.
This was like 2 hours later after he was laying there. T.I. shows up. I don't know why.
T.I. saved Creed.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's
hey,
not T.I. saved
that,
my life.
Ain't that Creed, dude?
Hey,
fam,
Creed,
you bleeding.
Hey, get
fam, go get the truck.
Get the truck on 25.
Hey, Creed, we're going to get you to the hospital, fam.
So.
Hey, pimp, wake
where's,
up.
Where's T.I. now? Because
where is he?
Now Scott Stapp is down and out.
Dick, he could really use T.I. right now. Scott Stapp from Creek could use T.I.
He's going on the Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, he's feeling the Iggy run right now. Like, Iggy all day.
Earlier this week,
he's responsible. Don't blame Iggy.
Scott Stapp released this video saying, I'm broke. I'm living in a hotel, but I got internet and this laptop and Facebook, and that's how broke he is. No more Creed money's coming in.
No, Creed money's gone.
Where are these arms wide open? No, where's that money at?
Where are the Creed members?
He's doing like a crowdsourcing.
Save my life?
Like a GoFundMe. Help me have money.
Help me bring T.I. to my house to help me.
I mean, you'd think Creed was so popular at one point.
T.I. was smart. Oh, yeah. He would go that route because he already got the Iggy thing popping. He had B.O.B. with the pop. He got Young Dro for the streets. Mm-hmm. He got... all these demographics. Why not go to the rock then?
And T.I. he served some time. T.I. served some time for gun charges, right?
Exactly. Nah,
fuck so why not? Hold up.
Talk about fuck Creed. Well, fuck that.
So T.I. needs to rehash his image a little bit.
He needs to bring it back.
You bring it back.
Bring back Creed.
Look, I'm out here trying to help people.
Scott Stapp, the new MC out of Alabama.
You got to imagine though. I mean, all these old rock groups, they go from playing arenas to playing like clubs, and then to playing casinos. Mm-hmm. Right? You got to imagine there's a market on the casino circuit for Creed.
Right. Absolutely. They were kind of like
90s night.
A religious friendly band.
That's what I thought. They started out as like a Christian band, but then it just kind of progressed into like crappy alternative to just nobody wanted them around anymore.
Yeah. Creed. I didn't want him around to begin with.
You remember
with,
the alternative genre? Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Damn it.
I'm sure imagine, you could turn on 93X right now and you'd probably hear a Creed song.
Right. This is probably the most anyone has talked about Creed in a really long time. So,
do they get royalties off damn Creed back in the day?
Not for me. I'm so, not giving him any money.
I was in the burbs with the chicks going to school with and all that, and they always talk about Creed.
Even today.
I'm like, hey, man, you almost made me want to just sample this man, damn. Put him on the beat.
Oh, man. People love Creed.
Do it. Don't tempt Ken. Ken will do it.
I might go do it tonight. We still talking about Creed. All right, shout out to
Ken, why don't you tell them about the samples that you got on the new album? Yeah.
You got some Creed samples on the new album?
No, he's got some.
I got some great samples. I got Dixie Chicks. I got Garth Brooks. I got
Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige.
112. Kenny G.
System of a Down.
Kenny G. Yeah.
System of a Down.
Yeah.
Kenny C. The Kenny G.
Yeah.
Dude, wait till you hear this shit, dude. It's epic.
It's pretty cool. The Pleasure
it's
Project.
It's one long story. Yeah. It's what is it? 11 tracks? Are we down
it's about
to?
12 tracks, but about I'll probably want to end up putting like two more.
Well, hold up on the album.
Go ahead.
We'll get into that.
Stay on the docket.
Let's take a break here quick, unless John, you got something.
Shout out to Creed.
No, I was just thinking in my head who I could compare Creed to, and in my mind, Creed, you know how like Nickelback is now? They sell so many records, but everyone hates them. Like, I don't know a single person who admits to liking Nickelback, right? But everyone hates them. But they sell like a million records all the time. That's who Creed was in their time. Like, they were the Nickelback of their time.
Creed can't make I want to be a rock star.
Right. Oh, that's Nickelback, right?
Yes.
Creed can't make that.
Nickelback's Canadian, too.
You know, they can't make that song. Hey, I want to. No. Creed won't do that.
Well, hey, I hope Scott Stapp pulls through on this one.
I hope he does too.
Where's Kid? Kid Rock can come pick him up and they can go get some ladies.
Yeah.
Kid Rock's still the shit. I mean,
somebody need to pick him up. He had he was buff a little bit. He rode on a canoe in the video.
Did you see the thumbnail of that video, though? Scott Stapp looked fucked up, yo.
And yeah, I'm a hood nigga that know rough. These things. He so, looks hey, rough. Suck something. So what? I know.
All right, guys, let's take a break and we'll get back. We'll talk about this new Ken C project, all right?
And more from Schoolboy
and more.
And Rob.
More.
And
what are we going to play?
Question mark, boy.
Hey Chewbacca, that's a nice hat you're wearing. What's that made of? Suede? Velour? Tauntaun fur? What? Brims and tongues, huh? I've heard of them. They make the matching tongue inserts for your shoes too, right? What? You got the matching Tauntaun inserts for your Chucks, too? Oh, I see. Brimsandtongues.com, huh? But those are exclusive to you? Yeah. Always let the Wookiee win, I know. But I'll check out Brimsandtongues.com right now.
Thank You Rob podcast and Brimson Tongues do not condone the killing of fictional characters such as a Tauntaun. Star Wars, Chewbacca, Tauntaun, and are all copyrighted material used without permission from Lucasfilms.
We want to recheck?
No, we're back.
We're back?
We're back.
Fantastic.
Now is the time where I got to remind the listeners to head over to brimsandtongues.com or thankyourob.com. Click the Brims and Tongues link.
Yes.
But check this out. You guys have seen this.
I have.
Yes.
Look at it.
I love Look the at backpack.
It. The Brims and Tongues backpack. You can get it right now, 20% off at Brims and Tongues.
Exclusive.
Thank you, Rob 20 is the coupon code.
Boom.
Can you make that happen?
Thank you, Rob 20.
Yeah, you go to brimsandtongues.com. You can add that. You can. There's the Aztec
hat. To match.
The hat to match.
Yeah.
If you want to coordinate. Ken, no disrespect to stress here. Ken, I see you got the green hat, the green shirt. You're coordinating.
Coordinate.
You got to coordinate.
I had to change because Ken wanted to wear green today.
You're like, I'm not wearing lime green today.
No rainbow. Yeah, but green's my color.
It is? It really brings out your eyes.
Thanks. Appreciate that, Rob.
I just wanted to break in the North Star cap, man. Yeah. Like, man.
Hey, look, you're pulling it off.
I'm good.
So go to Brims and Tongues, Aztec, backpack, the hat.
Thank you,
either
Rob
of
20.
Them, both of them, 20% off. Thank you, Rob 20 is the coupon code.
Yeah, stay fly, y'all. Get some Brims and Tongues, man.
Yeah, fresh from head to toe. Now we have to talk about something very important here.
Let's do this.
And this is... starting today, our weekly The Best Worst Rapper Ever bracket, right?
Oh, yes.
Right. Yeah, so we have the whiteboard over here, which listeners can't see, but every week we're going to post two brackets for the first round.
For the first round, and then one bracket every week after that.
Yeah. We've got our
pick. So we're going to break it down.
Yep.
So we've got 15 of the 16 picked.
Which were chosen by... the fans of the podcast
on Facebook.
We put up a post and we let people choose. We also had our own say in it.
We did.
I had veto power over a couple guys that I feel like did not belong on
you
the
did.
List.
You did.
Specifically, Lil Wayne. I could not believe that people would say that he belongs on this list, so I vetoed.
But on the other hand, I thought Lil Wayne did deserve to be on there.
You were
but
wrong.
That's just me, all right? That's just me.
So I vetoed it.
Okay.
We had some great suggestions, though. Really,
we did. But somebody also suggested Jay-Z, and that's like that would be to me. I guess,
I say the new Jay-Z.
And some, we got a lot of suggestions of people that maybe didn't belong on the list.
Jay-Z before
but we got a lot of suggestions anyway.
We did.
Jay-Z after retirement is whack.
Well, we have now the 16th slot is open, and we left that up to Schoolboy over here to make that pick.
Can decide.
I think we
turn me up.
After a little discussion, you know, we went way back to the the Dirty South days, and Ken had suggested Silk the Shocker,
okay,
which was a good choice. You know, we were kind of talking about it in the car on the way over here, but I think we've narrowed it down to somebody a little bit more modern and who's still around making music that we wish they wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've narrowed it down to Baby from the Rich Gang. Yeah. He is just fucking...
Now that's the guy... Okay, the Birdman, right?
Birdman. Yeah, yeah. He is just
terrible.
Man, please stop.
He is terrible.
So that's your pick. That's your pick over Silk the Shocker.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, we got Baby.
You've just been saved, Silk.
Birdman.
Now, some people... I want to put this out there because some people are going to look at this list and be like, why the fuck is Kevin Federline on there? Why is Shaq on there?
Because
these people aren't really relevant these days, but...
And they whack.
As John had said earlier... they made a full-length album. Shaq
if
made
you
many.
Record a full-length record, then you're on the list. Like some people, like someone suggested the Chicago Bears, which is funny, and I like that.
But they
just recorded the Super Bowl Shuffle. I don't think they did a full. I mean, they're not like a rap group, you know. So, but if you record a full-length album of rap music, then you are in contention to be on the list.
Do you think that a Chicago Bears album would be produced by Mike Ditka,
Coach?
If it was 84, Hurricane Ditka, it would have sold. If it was 84, it would have sold.
It
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Executive produced by Donald Stern.
There you go.
I just want to give that example of Shaq, though, because Shaq's first album, Shaq Diesel, is that I actually actively
really
listen to
like
that.
You really like it.
Biological didn't bother.
Can we rock?
Can we rock? I'm the Hoopa. Protected by the Viper.
Who is it that was like his
What's
his
that
rap
one
group?
Jam
the Foo the Foo Schnickens.
Yeah.
The Foo Schnickens.
No, that was dope.
Yeah.
Shaq did that track with Cannabis that was pretty dope.
That was the
I kind of fell off Shaq at that point.
That he had it was slammers,
on
man.
I think it was on Tony Tuss mixtape or something.
Okay.
Yeah, it was,
okay.
Man, he had a slamming album at that point. At that point over there, man, he had some bangers. A couple of them.
Hit or miss.
You talking about Shaq?
Yeah, it was Shaq.
It's more about the people that had other people. Like, Biggie had a great verse on this. Exactly. You know, it's like, no I one's know, talking I like, know, man, Shaq killed that verse. Like,
yeah. No, nobody ain't
saying
that.
No one's ever said that. Nobody
we're sticking with that. Baby, okay? I wish Baby would just shut the fuck up.
So Baby is still making music. I did not know that.
I mean,
he's got a whole new crew.
Rich Gang. Oh, he's part of the okay, Rich Gang.
See, that's what I'm saying. All right.
They're red, they're blue, they're stars, they're...
And
you know,
Young
they're birds,
Thug.
They're gay rumors flying everywhere.
Right, right, right.
I don't know what the fucking thing.
Who knows?
Hey, whatever he's into. Yeah. All right, Schoolboy Entertainment.
Yeah.
What are you guys up to these days?
Schoolboy is on a reconstruction mode right now. It's trying to rebuild. We rebuilding, man, and trying to stay fresh, you know, because the hunger is still there. It never left. We still working on music. I have an album on the way. Juju's still working on material as well. Stress is still running around.
Doing this and that.
Just doing this and that. Pissing people off. And hustling hard, you know. Yeah. And we still stay relevant to the streets and stay relevant as far as putting out more material. So just be on the lookout. We just, you know, just it's always good to just restructure yourself if, you know, when you're building empires like this.
Finishing up some projects that were on the shelf. You know, a couple more videos we gotta do before the end of the year.
And you guys just did the Angry Birds one with
Orion. Yeah, we just did the Angry Birds with Benside. Shout out to Benside. Yeah. Great.
Whose idea was it? Like, who? First of all, who
this
came up with the track?
Over here, distressed.
That's actually like a 3-year-old track that Ken did with Orion about. Like three years ago, almost. And we had never done anything with it. We talked about it for a while, and it was a really popular song online, you know, on our SoundCloud and everything. But then Halloween was coming up, and we're like, fuck, we need a video. Orion doesn't really have one that she's been featured in. You know, she's made a couple cameos in some of our stuff.
Because she's an artist as well.
So I'd be like, you know what, Halloween, I had a good concept. I was like, you know, we're going to do some costumes. We're going to make it funny. We're going to go out into the park and do this and this. I had like a couple little shots that I had, you know, you got to watch the video. It was really low budget, but it turned out really good.
It really turned out real good.
I tried to storyboard it a little bit, and you know, Benside made it pop, you know. So.
Yeah. Was it just a really sunny day that day?
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, that was like was a beautiful
sunny,
autumn day.
Was,
I think that was,
hey, it was
crucial. Autumn,
it was, it, really, it was pretty nibbly though.
It was a little nibbly.
Chilly
out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Was a little chilly, so
yeah,
I
the
had
girls
to get
in the dresses,
them,
you know. The shout out to the actresses that helped.
Shout
us
out
down.
To all the girls in the dresses.
Yeah.
All of them.
Two of my sisters-in-law were in the video.
They were cold too, and right. I salute them for even sitting out there as long as they did to even help out and make it a possible.
Yeah.
You know, it was cool.
I'm happy with the way it turned out. So.
I'm back playing Angry Birds, so it's kind of
the
ironic,
NBA version.
I was just
telling you about that.
It's just the shit. Hey man, it's something to relate to, man. Angry Birds, man. Go check it out on YouTube.com/2000Furious.
Schoolboy TV presents.
Did the video make you start playing Angry Birds?
No, it was just like it actually kind of happened at the exact same time.
It's weird that
maybe psychologically, somewhere mentally, it did. It was like, oh, they got a song. Oh, Angry Birds, that's right. I got to re-download that game and start playing again.
And I mean,
yeah,
it's a lot
I'm destroying
Angry Birds songs
it.
Out
just
there,
destroying.
I'm sure.
Man,
but I think ours
that.
Is
fuck
more
those
unique.
Pigs.
On that. You know, so shout out to Lexi Banks on the beat, too. Holla.
I don't even play games, but I fuck the Angry Birds, man.
Right.
I don't play games on my phone, really.
Fuck games.
I mean, I got a PS3 that, you know, basically my sons just play. I play a little bit, you know, here and there, but I don't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I played it in the doctor's office today because I had to kill half an hour.
Right. See, that's what's awesome about it, you know? You can pick it up,
drop it, pick it up.
Kill a couple pigs, you know? And
start all over.
Yeah.
Again.
Word
yeah.
up.
Never lose your spot, man.
And now there's like 10 variations of the game.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Dude. Star Wars, right?
Space. Rio.
Space.
Space.
NBA.
The NBA
crossover
version
right
just
now.
Dropped.
There's an
the
NBA
friends.
Version.
Yeah.
Are you like Damn. Shooting Kevin Durant's head across the?
Dude, no. Like you get extra what? Points for like getting basketballs into the hoops and just like. All,
wow. There's a Transformers one. There's a.
I haven't seen the Transformers.
What? Yeah, Transformers one. What else was it? There's a racing one.
Yeah, I've seen a racing one. Yeah.
A couple of the ones that you have to pay for, I don't get because I'm a cheap motherfucker. I don't need any more extra
It's a good free game.
We'll
that's
get
the beauty of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The free ones are awesome.
So, Ken, how many albums you got coming now? Like, how many do you have under your belt?
On my belt.
35.
Technically.
Are you serious? 35?
If you want to say technically, it's 30. 30, 32. But right now, like official, about 20.
Okay.
Just about 20.
Full length.
Full length. I see.
20.
I see.
And more than half of those are original material. So it's not like it's like a bunch of mixtapes.
There's not many people that can flip a sample like Ken can. I know a few people around here that can flip a beat from a sample like really well. Mm-hmm. Mike the Martyr being one that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. But Ken does a lot of shit with samples, which is good and bad in a sense. You know, I've always told him because, I mean, the stuff that he comes out with is great. Mm-hmm. But it's like paying for, you know, all the rights and everything. Like
because I'm sample crazy.
It's like, oh, Ken's, you're hungry. Ken's getting the rights to Ken's catalog would literally cost me like millions of dollars. Like, not even fucking funny.
So what you were talking earlier about this, all the samples that you got for this next project.
Yeah, it's crazy because when I made these beats.
List them again.
Like, all right, I have like System of a Down and Garth Brooks and Dixie Chicks.
Now, these separate beats for different songs.
And these separate beats for different songs, you know, and Kenny G and, you know, all these 90s like R&B singers that I used to grow up on, like 112 and Mary J. Blige. And
you got some Bobby Brown in there?
I wanted some Bobby Brown there. I really did. I really wanted that.
What was that Out of My Life sample from?
Out of My Life sample, that was from The Weeknd. Shout out to The Weeknd.
The Weeknd sample and the Mary J. Blige sample are my personal favorite. The Kenny G is a close third.
Yeah, and Kenny G is actually a remake of a song I already put out called "Don't Think About It." It's one of my popular songs this year.
Hey, can I ask you what Kenny G song it was?
It's what song is it? I don't know it off the top of my head, but I know the melody.
I just want you to know before you say it, I don't know the song.
I was gonna ask if you were so familiar with Kenny G that you'd be like, "Oh yeah, that one."
Check out the big brain.
I celebrate the guy's entire catalog.
It's definitely one of the it's definitely one of the classic ones.
Okay.
So shout out to Kenny G, man. I always wanted that because everybody always say that.
You know, I don't know a lot about Kenny G. I'll be honest with you. I'm not gonna act like I do.
Do you know the instrument he plays?
Is it the It's not the cello. It's the
wow.
Way it's off. A wind instrument, right?
Yes.
Soprano saxophone.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Holy shit! I wouldn't have gotten that. Yeah. But he does have one of the best, or actually the best, top-selling Christmas album.
Christmas albums of
you know
it
he
all.
Also
all time. Christmas album.
I think he also
tight.
Has a Guinness Book of World Records for the longest note held.
That's right, he does. He best two facts you're gonna hear on the Thank You Rob podcast.
On the Rob podcast.
Do you think there was anyone like who downloaded the podcast was like, you know what? I really hope they talk about Kenny G facts.
This is my episode.
I hope we get a bunch of Kenny G facts.
Right.
Yeah, well, sure, we got two today.
Well, that
it's
person,
a fact that your
that
boy
person,
can't see has a Kenny G sample on the. Album that's coming out. So.
Whoever was listening for the Kenny G facts, they just got their fix.
Right.
We're talking to you, so. Steve.
Steve, whoever you are, if you like the next person to like the Facebook page, the Thank You Rob Facebook page, you're the one that's a Kenny G fan. I don't care if you like him or not.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. I'm going to dub you as.
This is our third time on the Thank You Rob podcast.
It is. Yeah.
This
yeah.
Has anybody
Thank
had
you.
A triple?
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's been. Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's been. Yeah. It's been. I know. Yeah.
Okay, well, fuck.
Yeah,
I
sure.
thought we were special.
You are special, but.
We are special.
John here actually was the very first guest.
Word?
Yeah, oh, before yeah. I and took then, to the co-hosting yeah, game. Yeah. I was on it a few times.
But, yeah, Capacity and Remo Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Remo's and been Amber's been on a few times. Ace.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
All of them, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
All
right.
But I always invite the good ones back. All right, so look at it that way, guys.
Hey, the For the Love event was great.
That was. That was a lot of fun.
We had so much fun there.
That was a lot of fun. And Ace was talking about that last week, about she's working on the funding for the next one.
Episode was
but you wasn't there to see what was going down last month.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that. The freestyle battle between you and Meta, right?
That's on the list.
Oh, man.
What happened with that? Give me the skinny on that.
Juju,
tell the story, man.
That was the highlight of the show, right? That was like
there.
The headlining part of the show,
there.
Right?
Oh, with the Family Matters?
No. With the Ken C versus Meta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. I don't know the story, so I'd like to hear your.
Well, it's okay. The story. Here's the scoop. All right. Actually, first of all, the night was. I never seen this place jumping jam packed.
What was
the
venue?
Raz Lounge in West St. Paul.
Raz Lounge.
It was popping in there. I'm talking about wall to wall, packed.
Balls to butts.
Man.
Nuts to butts, I prefer.
No, but all you, know, rhymes. All you can Sorry. Hear through there, though.
There wasn't a lot of females
night,
in
man.
There.
I mean,
so
it was
you know.
Balls to butts.
Yo, it, no. was a, it was a few of those, though.
Yeah.
Real talk. Pause on that
Not
part.
A lot.
On that balls part. But anyway.
Pause again.
Fast forward, though. I mean, basically, the whole night was basically a wait. because we were all waiting on Meta versus
Ken.
Can
I give my story?
No. No. Let's hear Ken's angle. And we'll get
it
yours.
It was definitely. I'm gonna keep it short and brief. It was definitely nerve-wracking for everybody. I mean, the tension was in the room. Everybody getting side bets. It was getting exciting, man. Mm-hmm. You're seeing people in the building you ain't expect to see. I just seen from Greg Greases to the, you know, I for one point, I thought I saw POS in a minute. But it was a lot of people in there. It was a lot of heads in there. A lot of Minneapolis love in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the end of the night comes.
Was Louis Anderson there?
No, man.
Maybe he was.
Yeah, he was there in his rascal.
I don't know.
Just cruising around.
I must have saw Chevy Chase in there after he did a Community. Mm-hmm. So, hey.
What the fuck are we talking about, Ken?
We going to talk about this battle anyway.
Yeah.
So, fast forward. We go, wait, 10 o'clock. Wait, 11 o'clock. Wait. Midnight come. Everybody's so anxious.
So what's that? There's performers.
And there's a lot of battles there, too.
But the reason why we got so off schedule is because the first fucking battle, this dude fainted.
That's when this happened.
Yeah.
And it's going viral now, too. This motherfucker killed the whole show for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we're off
schedule. Nurses came. Paramedics came. It got deep.
It was foolish.
Right. It must have been the best punchline bar I ever witnessed in battle rap
history.
And this
dude straight fell off the stage.
And he fell off the stage. He killed
everybody
him with
knows
words.
He took a dive on purpose.
So all that kind of messed up the whole schedule. Mm-hmm. Meta's over here antsy. I can see it in his eyes. He's antsy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
So I guess Big Wiz and Mike the Martyr and Ben Side, they decide, or in Tech, and a bunch of people, I guess, in Stress, they're over there like, yo, we should go take this out to the parking lot.
We decided to do it outside.
Let's go do it outside.
The Longdo Camp, you know.
Who was running the show?
It was Loudmouth League.
Okay.
Loudmouth Battle Rap League.
And they're trying to kind of revive themselves here, right?
Yeah, it was Depp's first time running something that big by himself. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I kind of give him, you know, credit where it was due. It got held together better than it could have. I mean, it could have gotten way out of
hand. It could have got way worse.
But, you know, he held it together pretty good.
But we took it to the back porch. At the very last minute, because it was like one more battle, and everybody thought, okay, cool. To the point everybody
wanted their money back. Inside while we were doing the last battle outside at the same time.
Right.
So now we're in the back porch. I mean, literally, as soon as they said, man, we're just going to take this out to the back porch.
Cold as fuck.
30 seconds later, it happened. So we're now in the back porch. Everybody don't even know what's going on. Everybody just scooting
like 50,
onto the back
60
porch.
People out there.
Everybody leaving trying to get their money back because they want to see a Meta and Ken C battle. Little do they know, we taking it to the back.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Cameras on. Text in the front. Yo, what you calling, Ken? Heads. Boom. I win. I let Meta go first on the strategy standpoint because I want to play chess with him because he's a great – he's one of my favorites. He gets up there, and he hands it to me a little bit. You know, he has some jabs. And, of course, I ain't going to just lie for myself either, too. I mean, I put up some jabs, too. It was a great first round, so to say. Second round comes. He's getting it. He even got the crowd going nuts. And then
he couldn't remember his bars.
He couldn't remember.
Couldn't finish.
Oh,
couldn't
really?
Couldn't finish.
Meta choked?
In the second round, yeah.
He choked.
Choked like B-Rabbit.
And
it was disappointing, man.
It was very disappointing. Yeah. To the point where now I'm thinking we about to revive ourselves on this third round.
Cops
they stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped everything.
Damn.
So it was an incomplete battle.
Too much of a crowd out there?
It was just the end of the night. It was 2 o'clock. Everybody's ready to leave. Everybody's so antsy. Everybody, we ain't go on stage. Mm-hmm. Everybody waiting. There's like a lot of people there to go see this battle, and nobody did. And it was so disappointing.
So is there gonna be another round two?
It's being talked about. We're supposed to make it happen, but you know the details are here and there. I'm hearing bits and pieces about.
Listen,
where
I got
it's gonna be,
two
what it's gonna
more
be.
Bars.
Something
I got two more not bars. I got two more verses. I went home and rewrote my two rounds.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope Meta still ready. Wants to do it, you know.
I'm ready whenever he is.
That's really all it comes out to is if
and I don't have no problem
it,
with Meta.
Ken's
I
ready.
Don't. That's my favorite. Like I said, one of my favorites in this local thing. But I
we
felt like this night,
Meta,
I felt like that night was
here.
A breath of fresh air for the city
because
they needed this.
Oh,
they
absolutely.
To hear
it was
these.
Great to see how pumped up people were for that. You know,
it was
and
pumped.
All the chatter.
I couldn't believe it. It was the biggest night of my career, honestly.
Right.
Shit.
and it got messed up.
But, well, hopefully there's so a mad. Second chance for that, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. So really, if you ask me who won and who
full
lost,
battle or not, I think
I don't think neither.
There, you know, positively at that night, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. people were still upset that they didn't get to see the whole thing, but I mean, of course, I got to be a little bit biased, but I mean, I think it went well for us, you know, even if we didn't.
But I don't want to take. But I don't want to take that.
We still want to have.
I mean,
a
lot of people say what they want to say or whatever like that. But if you ask me, I want to do it again. I want a full three rounds.
Do it again. You hear that, Meta? Step up.
And just,
I'm just
you're getting called out.
He's good.
No,
thank you, Rob Podcast.
I was pretty upset. I was pretty upset. Don't. I mean, I'm not. I'm gonna be honest. I was pretty upset that he did that because the Meta that I know would have revived and came back on me on some, even if it was witty and funny, he would have came back on me on that.
Right.
Didn't happen. And I was mad.
All right.
I was mad more than he was mad at himself.
Yeah.
That just on the MC standpoint, because I know what he's capable of.
Hey, we got to wrap this up here, guys, because we're running late. And
the show of the music's about to get started here at 33rd Realm.
Yeah.
33rd Realm.
We will. So this is the first of a residency.
Yeah.
We'll be here every week.
Every week.
7 p.m.
Nice. Yeah.
So if you guys want to come and look through the window.
Like Katie Couric?
Yeah.
I hope we get to that point where people stand behind the window with signs.
That's right.
Like,
anything
right.
you want to say, Juju?
Yeah, Juju, what do you got, man?
I'm just enjoying the conversation.
Right. We didn't let this motherfucker talk at all.
Well, we're going to get some polls going on Facebook here to get people to vote for the worst rapper.
Baby.
The best worst
rapper
of all time.
Man, the worst, the best worst rapper Baby. Of all time.
Yes.
Can't
oh
see.
My
Waka.
Juju says Waka.
I say Riff Raff.
All right, hey, Twitter at Schoolboy Crew, KREW, right?
Yes.
You guys
yes.
actively on that Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, definitely. Schoolboy Crew.
Facebook, Schoolboy Entertainment.
With a K.
With a K.
Yeah, I got it. Yes, you're right.
B-O-Y, one word.
Cool like the cigarettes. Is that, you guys smoke Cool?
No.
Do they even make
Cool
cigarettes
anymore? My grandma smoked Cool.
I think that's like the cigarette that people grandma smoke.
Yeah, seriously. My grandma used to smoke them Cools a lot.
We
now
pay,
she learned.
Pay homage to our grandparents
cigarettes
by smoking Cool
kids.
Cigarettes.
Shout out, grandma. Keep them Cools alone. Leave them alone.
Well, I got to remind the listeners, head over to thankyourob.com.
That's
click
right.
the Brims and Tongues leak. Support them. I said leak. Link.
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 Link up.
The link.
Aztec backpack.
Yep. Hey, hit the podcast link. Listen to past episodes. The For
Even
the Love
ours,
event.
Yeah. Episode 66.
Yep. 66.
Yeah.
Jeez, rub it in.
I told you, because that's my number right there. 66.
66. Yeah, little past episodes. Check them out. I do have to say this. I have this T-shirt shop, and I ordered another shirt from them. Mm-hmm. This company called Spreadshirt. Oh, and man. They suck. I'm going to take that store down. Every
man.
Single shirt I've got is
Dear
weird.
Dear Spreadshirt.
Fuck
you guys.
Fuck you, seriously.
If you're listening to this, do not buy.
And I apologize to anyone that's bought a shirt from them because every shirt I've gotten is like too short or like it fits weird.
Fucking hate that.
Like, yeah, fuck you guys.
So they're not going to be a sponsor of the Thank You Rob
Podcast. Absolutely not.
We're going to be an anti-sponsor
of
them.
I'm so upset.
Just alienating potential sponsors left and right.
New yes. blog.
But yeah, man, check out the crew, man. School
but
boy,
I do
ENT,
love
man.
I do love Fuzz Talk Radio, our friends mm-hmm. down in Mankato. There's a link right. on the thankyourob.com website. Listen to stream music from they play college music, they play independent underground.
Can we shout
they
out
probably
a
get Schoolboy on there too.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime it. You're down in Mankato, hit those guys up.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And shout out to 33rd Realm.
Absolutely.
33rd
shout
Realm
out.
In the building.
MC
Come down
Rents.
Here now.
The amazing
2567 and a half.
Arcade.
7th Avenue
Street.
East. North St. Paul. Beautiful. Look at this. Is good. This
beautiful
is
downtown
beautiful.
North St.
Like
Paul.
Christmas town over here, I swear.
Right across from Sandy's sewing
Doesn't
den.
This look like a street where they film like a movie or something?
Right. They absolutely could.
Like Gremlins? Don't you remember that scene in Gremlins where they're running down the street?
Yeah, it does. It
Doesn't
does
it
look
though?
Like that. Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of when he drove up. I was like, don't feed them after.
Right.
Any last words, guys?
Juju, get the
Juju?
Last word.
Last word.
Yeah.
Schoolboy.
Schoolboy.
Definitely. John, what do you got?
I got nothing.
All right.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank
Handshakes
you, Rob.
And high fives.
No chicks, baby. Yeah. No chicks. No chicks, y'all.
Check it out, y'all. Fly wonderful,
yeah, y'all.
Tony Starks, you know, Tony Starks. Monday night,
team is fucking
up.
Shit. Good shit, big sex, I'm gonna
stay
wild. Keep your eyes open
all
and you're wildin'
in your
pocket. Rich chef, ghost, and I'm the prophet. shows your cash how to rhyme. Prison shaking, they go to the nines, they can just profit. It's only like 5% out of 100. Do it to us, baby. Through the lights, cameras in action, glamour glitters and gold. I unfold the scroll, plant seeds to stampede the glow when I'm deceased. But then the beast arise like yeast to conquer peace, leaving savages to roam in the streets, live on the run. Police paying me to give him my gun. Trick my wisdom with the system that imprisoned my son. Smoke a gold leaf, I hold heat nonchalantly. I'm graunchy, but things I do is real, it never haunts me. Wow, funny style, niggas rolling a pal. Rooster heads profile on a bus to Rikers out. Holding weed inside they pussy with their minds on the pretty things in life. Props is a true thug's wife, it's like a cycle. Niggas come home, some will go in, do a bullet, come back, do the same shit again. From the womb to the tomb, presume the unpredictable. Guns salute life rapidly, that's the ritual.
Perhaps bullets bust, niggas discuss mad money, true lies, and white guys. We can see you through the eyes, catch the most on tape. Kilos disintegrate, Pyrex pots, we break fiends, licking plates. In the building, niggas building, like little children staring. The most the niggas ain't caring. Sirens circling, fiends are lurking in your baggage. Oh, one's gone now. What? Smack him in his cabbage in the woodwork. Crack sales bubble like Woolworths in the projects. Richest niggas rocking all the real work. Police questioning. Rooftop cats investing in. Trading in they Lexuses. GS is sending messages. 2 and 2 makes 4. Cristal's crazily poor. Gun wars, my crew fail them like swords.
With the green levers, 100-pound snakes and cakes. Fiends found the lakes. Jealousy jakes. We shake. What I strive for is what I live for. Infatuated by my material thing in this wildlife for war life somewhere over the rainbow. I see a big pot of gold, future stacks, so I hold thousands of cracks bagged up inside the shoebox. Don't keep Jack in my lap, don't wanna see Tupac. Got 2 spots of new lots, fluttering rocks, shootouts making me hot. Crooked cops, bad Tony in the ball drop. In and now I'm banging niggas for slot time. Hurry up, Duke, I'm next on line. And what the fuck is you looking at? By the way, young blood, hit me off with that Green Bay hat. Watch it back inside the hall. New niggas slide through like doors, yo. They're staring in the mess on your adrenaline run. Cigarette niggas be swindling. New Jack surrendering. Come home not remembering. Made bail with different size kicks on. A white dress shirt. Looking gay in the yard. And you got hurt. Flashbacks for the day room. My ring is down. Your faggot ass got bashed. Trying to turn it down. You told your boo you was wildin'. Once you heard Wu, out of the blue. Your family's from Shaolin. High class cooks. Throw on vests out of phone books. Infirmary niggas are screaming. I got juice. Sharpen toothbrushes. 190 mixed with baby oil and shit. Your man's in the kitchen stashing ice picks. While I'ma end this with a big red cherry on top. Me, Nas, and Ray got the best product on the block.
My whole team blurred is eating off of this good shit.
Up.
Good
cock
shit, nigga. Next time, don't
say whatever
your shit. Keep your eyes open and you wildin' in your fly pocket. Rizzo, ghost, chef, and Nas, niggas in the profit.